AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Obama's in Laos, recalling a part of our history you may not even know about. It was during the war in Vietnam.
The United States dropped more than 2 million tons of bombs here in Laos, more than we dropped on Germany and Japan combined during all of World War II.
The U.S. was trying to cut off communist forces in neighboring Vietnam at the time. Many of the bombs the U.S. dropped didn't explode then, but over the years, they've killed thousands, says the president. Farmers tending their fields, children playing. So now the president is promising millions to help Laos clean up the unexploded ordnance. He says U.S. interest in the region, by the way, is not a passing fad. We are here to stay, he told his audience this morning. The president also said the U.S. will work with its allies to get tougher on North Korea after it fired three test missiles yesterday that landed near Japan. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte says he regrets cursing President Obama, using language we can't repeat here. Duterte's spokesman:
he expresses deep regret, deep regard, and affinity for President Obama and for the enduring partnership between our nations.
This began when a reporter asked President Duterte how he planned to explain to President Obama during a meeting of world leaders the extrajudicial killings of drug dealers in the Philippines. Travelers on British Airways are being delayed around the world because of a computer glitch in the check-in systems. Michelle Proudlove is at the airport in San Francisco trying to get home to London.
We waited for about an hour and a half or maybe 2 hours before then decided they were going to start doing the check-in manually.
She talked to KGO-TV. Hermine is weakening, but a tropical storm warning is still in effect from Long Island to Massachusetts. This is AP Radio News. The latest polls show Hillary Clinton is consistently leading Donald Trump in the presidential race, but her lead is narrowing. Our Sandy Kozell's got the latest on the battling candidates.
Trump and Clinton are back on the campaign trail a day after both talked to reporters on board their private planes. Clinton, who had a coughing fit at a Labor Day festival in Cleveland, said on her new campaign plane that she doesn't listen to theories about her health.
I'm not concerned about conspiracy theories. There are so many of them, I've lost track of them.
Trump, on his ride, said he's looking forward to all three presidential debates.
It's an important element of what we're doing. I think you have an obligation to do the debates.
He joked that only a hurricane or natural disaster would prevent him from attending. I'm Sandy Kozell.
Well, speaking of hurricanes, Hurricane Newton is forcing authorities to close schools in the southern portion of Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.